also Sean Bean. They've been over there tongue wrestling the whole time.
Tongue wrestling? Whoa. How have I missed that?
Didn't you know the entire backdrop of our entire podcast for the last 337 episodes has been Sean Bean and Liam Neeson making out? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sit Sock.
Welcome.
My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And Kevin in the back.
Kevin in the back.
Like, auditorially in the back of our list. Yeah.
He just went last.
He's not actually in the back of anything, so stop writing us letters about letting him out.
Why are you guys writing so many letters? Like, seriously, stop.
I keep making fun of my boomer coworkers for liking having emails sent to them. And I'm like, who does that? And then I made a dumb comment today about I was getting my CPAP for, like, because I finally got, like, diagnosed with
sleep apnea
and sleepanipa, and I have CPAP
sleepanipa.
Now.
Sleepanipa.
Sleepanipa.
She said something, and I was like, phone calls? Who does that anymore? She's like, you'd be surprised. And I was like, I know, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm not funny.
Let me just kill myself. After my appointment, though, but I can't. I have to do this, but then I can leave, and you never have to talk to me again.
Don't forget to kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
It's really hard to be sad when you have a 4-day work week. Oh, I'm sorry, guys, but like,
dude, fucking embrace that shit. That's okay. You don't have to be sad. Don't just because we're sad doesn't mean that you have to be sad. You can still enjoy things.
We're all collectively sad.
I don't know if I could do like 10 hours a day. I'm just burnt out by like 3 o'clock. Every day.
I mean, I would say that you're probably going to be just as productive in a 10-hour day as you would in 5 8-hour days, my friend.
Yeah, probably. But I gotta like do other things, like take the kids to school sometimes, pick them up sometimes.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people can't handle it because they're weak, and then that's fine. They can do what they want. They can spend the journey their life.
I do. All right. I don't want to be too much of a hippie here, but I want to point out that Kevin just equated his work day with his, like, child rearing.
Dude, okay, every parent does that. Like, I'm sorry that parents out there, I know you two are actually parents, but every time I hear parents talk about them having kids, they're like, oh man, it's so good that my parents took the kids this weekend. And it's like,
I get what you're saying for, but my point was, Kevin's employer does not actually influence whether or not he collects his children from school. That has no bearing on the work week. Right?
Well, it does.
How, in your opinion, how so?
Like, what do you get?
Because my work schedule is between me and my wife, our work schedule is literally defined as, like, when we are available to, like, get Darius, take him to daycare, or keep him here, and how we pay attention to him and watch him. Like,
but
it is
so
it does literally have
that
an effect on, like, it
no,
does.
Sure, but like,
so I'm just curious as to what your point is.
Like, if Kyle says a 4-day work week is great because blah blah blah, the fact that you have kids who have needs that are disconnected from your work day doesn't actually influence the nature of your work week. Like, you have a child 7 days a week. They don't go away.
They do for, if you have, you know, babysitting.
If you have school and daycare, they kind of
do. If
you
pay a man to kidnap your children, that's an option. But
wait, are you saying that it shouldn't matter?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you had a 4-day work week, that doesn't change the fact that you're obligated to deal with your offspring.
So
every day.
He's just saying that in a 10-hour day, he can't fit 10 hours of work around his family at the moment. Like, there's obligations he has with his family, so a 10-hour work day doesn't really fit with what he has to do with his family.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can make it fit, but I just, like, be dead.
Oh, we know you can make it fit. Golf ball through garden hose.
Gross.
This is like the parents versus lazy fuckers sit sock.
I can't hear you over my disposable income. What was that?
I don't make half of what you do, and I still have that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all have disposable income. Yeah. Whatever you choose to spend on yourself. But
it's disgusting because all of us are probably in the 90th percentile of income earners. And there's such a disparity.
Yeah, no, we don't.
We make.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
God, we're affluent white males. It's great.
Yeah, a podcast full of white guys.
You know what this podcast needs is another cis white male.
Bring it in. And we'd like to introduce you to... No. Liam Neeson, everybody. He's in our podcast now.
He's been here the whole time.
No, wait. Sean Bean. Who's Sean Bean?
Sean Bean would be amazing.
Also Sean Bean. They've been over there tongue wrestling the whole time.
Tongue wrestling? Whoa. How have I missed that?
Didn't you know the entire backdrop of our entire podcast for the last 337 episodes has been Sean Bean and Liam Neeson making out?
I know that's not true because I have listened to at least one of them.
I need Dalton to draw a picture. I need Dalton to draw a picture.
Paying them to do this on Zoom. Well, muted.
You mean Fiverr? Like, we could probably get Sean Bean to face something on Fiverr for our podcast.
That's true.
Is he on Fiverr?
Yeah.
I assume
we're
going to
start a
Fiverr,
Patreon just
to
afford that.
Somebody look that up. I'm not
Cameo,
going to.
You're
start
right,
a Patreon.
Cameo, I'm sorry. It's Cameo.
Let's start a Patreon to see if we can get him to, like, join one of our calls.
Right.
If we could raise enough money to pay him to join the call and then, like, blow everyone's mind when he's actually here with us talking. That'd be...
Okay, so, like, technically, this podcast is available for anybody anywhere, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Sean Bean actually listens to it and he's just too good to comment or anything?
You mean like he's too nervous, or he just thinks he's
no, like he's like, just too like, kind spirited.
It turns out that our podcast is his like guilty pleasure that he listens to in the shower, and he thinks that we're fucking hilarious, but he doesn't want to deal with like interacting with us.
Yeah,
and so it just turns out by sheer fucking coincidence we're Sean Bean's favorite podcast, and he thinks it's fucking adorable.
I mean, it sounds like it would go good on a sticker, so we should just print it anyway.
Yeah.
Sean Bean's favorite podcast.
Sits on
it. And it's like Sean Bean, you're like not the one you're thinking of.
Not that one.
No. C. Bean was his name. Actually.
It actually is just a bean we named Sean. Yeah.
It's Dion.
I'd love Cine it. Bond. Do Cine Bean. Sean Bean, not that one in parentheses. wonderful.
Guys. There's a new game that came out that I want to kind of talk about for a second. If that's
oh,
okay.
Shit.
Let's juke!
I love games.
So, in the pantheon of movie video games, there have been very few Evil Dead video games.
Oh, yeah.
There is a new Evil Dead video game called Evil Dead The Game. And it's good. And it's scary as fuck. Like,
I've watched video of it. It made my pants wet.
You and three other survivors are running around against the demon, so it's a lot like Dead by Daylight and Friday the 13th, but it's
asymmetric multiplayer.
Yeah, it's more violent. Of course, it's very violent, and you're not really doing a lot of like hiding and trying to turn on generators and stuff. You're running around trying to find the pages of the Necronomicon and unsummon these dark lords, and it's very violent, spoopy. There's like fear mechanic, so you have to stay in like the light sometimes in order to not get too scared.
That's cool.
Like hordes and hordes of deadites. It's great.
Whores?
Hordes of whores. It's got like a loot system that's kind of like Borderlands. Like you walk around and you can find stuff in houses and like you can like open chests that you might find to get like better weapons and things. I've jumped more times playing that than I have playing most horror games lately. Because, like, there's... Yeah.
Amazing, and, like, something I want to watch Jacksepticeye...
Yes.
Or one of you two fuckers play.
Dennis convinced me to play it, and that's why, like, I got it, because he was
you
like...
You should record you playing it and
so
send
it
to
like
me.
It's literally on everything.
It is, and it's crossplay. So his brother's playing on Xbox, I'm playing on PC, and he's playing on his PlayStation downstairs.
It's for the Switch. It's for.
It's for
PC.
The Switch too.
Yeah, it looks like.
Oh my god, I could not handle that game on the Switch. Oh, speaking of Switch, I got to touch and handle a Steam console.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
Dish.
So the game that was on it was the the ninja
Souls?
Dark Souls, like the Japanese culture Dark Souls. I don't remember what it's called. Sekiro?
Yeah.
Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice.
That's so racist. That all the Dark Souls games are in Japan, idiot. I think it was called Sekiro.
I feel very bad for what I just said.
I was more commenting as of the commenters on our podcast. They were like, you're an idiot for saying the Japanese Dark Souls.
Do we have it?
I think it's Sekiro. And it was pretty cool. I was like, he was in the middle of the game, and so I was like, I'm not going to mess around. I don't want to mess anything up. But it's only a little bit heavier than a Switch. It looked pretty good. I mean, relatively good. Because, I mean, it's a fucking handheld computer. So it's like,
right.
I'm not expecting, like, excellent graphics like a PC, laptop, or whatever. It was kind of like Switch Plus. Like, it had some, like, kind of rendering. Like, some stuff was on lower settings. But it wasn't having any problems chopping.
But it was playable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Right. Who had it?
One of my buddies named Jason. He bought one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I put $5 to hold one of the third wave just because I was like, you know.
I am also. I'm right there with you, bud.
If Steam puts it up in front of my face and they're like, hey, you want to hold a spot? And I'm like, you know, I do want to hold the spot.
No, but it was the same way. They're like, hey, you want to pay $3 to hold a spot? And I was like, I do.
Yeah,
it was straight up. It was straight to Lewis Black. Like, you want to see these titties? I was like, Yeah, I do.
Like,
I'm not proud of myself for it, but I do. Yeah.
I really am. I'm so interested, but I kind of want to wait till like V2 and let them like work out all the kinks.
I'm not convinced that Valve will make a V2 because they really struggle with sequels.
They do great with sequels. They do great with sequels. They can't count to three.
Hey, didn't Portal 2 come out really quick?
Yeah.
Not really quick, but it did come out.
And look, Team Fortress 2.
For Valve, it came out really quick.
Well, you're
ruining the joke. Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Like, we're going to get battery improvements. There are going to be screen improvements. There's going to be, like,
It will levitate. It will beam your brain.
Plus, I'm kind of into gaming laptops right now. And I'm like, do I really need a, like, really high-end gaming laptop and a Steam Deck? I don't know. I don't know if I do.
Yes. Kevin,
I mean,
I do.
I really do.
You do. But... You need this. Stop fucking lying to yourself.
You need this.
Yeah. No, I mean... Yeah.
Of all the people here.
May I suggest you don't start collecting things before you move if you're thinking about that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like, that's good advice.
We've been packing up everything and like everything's barren and oh god, we have a lot of stuff.
You're moving?
Yeah, this summer.
I didn't mean to out you. I'm sorry if that's
No, all. It's okay. we're going to put up this place for sale and we're going to get a bigger place, a house. Or something.
Well, I want to talk to you about that, but not on the podcast because that's weird. So.
Oh yeah, I mean it doesn't matter.
What's your interest rate?
No, what zip code are you moving to?
What's your social?
What's your social? Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name?
It's Judd, but luckily it's not linked to anything.
Holy shit!
So you moving east, north?
Closer, kind of to the office. That's where the kids go to school.
Dick, really? That's amazing. Good on you for making the kind of money where you can move that direction.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
No, but it'll be good, man. You'll like it a lot more, I think.
No, it will. It's loud. It's noisy over here. We're on a main street. We're next to Highway 25.
So many people with small penises drive by that house.
Oh, my God.
China
it's so loud.
I'm so sorry about your dick.
Yeah, we're just kind of outgrowing it, so it's time. We got some equity. We could afford to move. It's
well, this is your first house, right?
Yeah. This is our first house. So.
And you bought it at a maybe kind of dumb time.
We've been living here for like 7 years, 6 years,
yeah,
7 years.
So you got some good equity and shit's not completely sideways. So.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm the jackass who's been in one house for like 11 years. So.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I could sell this house and make so much money, I could almost afford to buy another house.
Isn't that the shittiest part about the housing market is you're like, I can make so much money right now, but then I'll have to live in a hotel for like 7 years.
Yeah. Right.
Or like six months.
I am not prepared to hijack the conversation to talk about that. So, Kevin. Carry on.
Yeah.
I totally felt like that was a lead. Did that feel like a lead up? That felt like a lead up.
No, I'm not doing it.
We rented a storage unit, and we're just like shoving everything out of here. We're like replacing the carpet and things so it stages better and all that crap, and
keeping your kids away.
Yeah, yeah.
Duct taped them to the wall with a funnel under them to collect all the fluids. Yeah.
And like I every week our trash can's full, and I've probably made like 8 trips to the thrift store to drop stuff off.
Holy shit.
We're purging.
I just helped a coworker move, and I at one point had all of his guitars in the back of my car. And I said to him, I was like, I don't think I want to know for insurance purposes how much money is in the back of my car. And he looked, and was like, oh, no, you don't. You don't want to know that. It's like, huh.
Let's not talk.
That's
about
how I felt
that.
When people were moving all my magic stuff out of my house. I was like, don't ask how much this is. These boxes are worth. Like,
well, yes. one of the guitars was a current like project that he was building with like microcontrollers spilling out of it. It's like,
oh shit!
All right, but and then some of them awesome. Were like legit ass antiques, and no, it was like, I'm gonna put these in my car instead of on your truck. So we'll get it there, and it won't be sticking up out of the back of your fucking pickup truck.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I built a guitar? A bass guitar?
Fucking no. What?
Yes, but not on Sitsock, so do it.
All right. Well, I was big in the wood shop in high school. Like, I was in there every year. and
the
this
natural
guy,
progression to computer science.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I built so many things. But this guy I knew, he brought in his bass guitar. He's like, I want to build a new, like, what do you call it? The wooden bit for it, like the main piece.
The body, the neck?
Yeah, the body. So he's like, I have this old one that's really crappy, and I want to take the neck and all the guts and build a new body. Well, he ended up dropping out. He wasn't really into school. He's kind of a rebel. But he left it there, and I was like, I want to continue this project. But the woodshop, the teacher at the time was kind of a, like, he didn't care that much. Like, he got fired because the budget ran way over and people were just doing whatever they want. But it was great at the time.
He got fired for that class?
Yeah, he got fired, yeah. Because he...
You guys were making guitars and shit?
Well, yeah, exactly. He wasn't keeping track of, like, the wood that he bought and, like, what people used, and it was a train wreck. But he was a really cool guy, obviously. And there was this massive chunk of plexiglass. Like,
ooh.
Like at least 2 inches thick. Just a giant
Holy
chunk.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Good
huge
God.
Chunk. So I decided to take that chunk of plexiglass and cut it into a guitar shape and, like, drill out all the holes for the wires and, like, cut, like, the pieces and bits and shape it and sand it. And I took the neck of the bass guitar, fixed it up to it, and got it all working. And, I built a bass guitar. And it was completely see-through. Like, when you played it, you could see, like, right to your crotch. It was perfect.
Oh.
So you played it naked a lot.
You got to play that naked. You got to do that.
Or with a fancy cod piece. That's the only two ways.
While we were sending dick fair. Pics, Kevin was sending guitar dick pics.
He was sending bassist fucking dick pics. Pumping that thing into the nines.
Literally,
God damn, I love this.
Metalocalypse style, playing the bass guitar with your cock.
That thing
rock
weighed,
out with your cock like, out
3 times as much as a regular bass guitar should weigh. It like yeah. I had to like find a like a especially strong
strap.
Like, yeah, like the holder, the strap for it, because it weighed so much.
Almost as much as your cock.
Yeah.
Almost
it
as
was
much
box.
As your massive balls.
It was a little rough. Like, it wasn't perfect, but I ended up taking it back to that because I was friends with him outside of school, and he was stoked for it. So
that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
So that probably still exists somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it probably does. I also took, like, the original, like, crappy body for it and gave it back to him, too. So he may have switched it back at some point. I don't know, because it was very uncomfortable to play, but it was still fun. A fun project.
That is the best conclusion to this episode that I could think of.
Indeed. Yeah. Well done, everyone.
Well so, done, everyone.
Uncomfortably large cocks. Here at Sitsock. I'm sorry, bases. I got confused.
This rooster is huge.
Like, comment, and subscribe for uncomfortably large bass guitars.
Roosters.
Well, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.